Mordechai Rabbeinu, lessons from the Lev Parshas, Vayera. Myself, a Simon Labanim, you know, until the Parshas that we read, Bereshis, Noach, really the Jewish people are introduced in Parshas Lech Lecha. And we see the tests and trials and tribulations that the first that believed in monotheism, our father of Judaism, Avram Avinu, brings. And perhaps one of the hardest of the tests, of course, is Akedas Yitzchak. After Avram Avinu prays and prays and davens and sees the anguish of his wife, Sarah, he finally gets a child to only be commanded to sacrifice this child. How difficult it must have been. But we are told two distinct and important things when it comes to Avraham's mannerism. First, the Ribbono Shalom tells him in Perech Chavbeis, Vehi achra dvarim ha'ila. So famous, many commentaries about what had happened, what are achra dvarim ha'ila, not for this time, but maybe he was correcting something. Ve'elokim nisa et Avraham. Avram will now test, the Ribbono Shalom will now test him again. And he says, Vayomer love Avram, Vayomer hineni. Kach no as bincha yichidcha asher hafta, as Yitzchak. And go Avram Moliah, and he should be your Ola. And now here's the pasuk. Vayashkeim Avraham baboker. Avram gets up in the morning. We'll focus on that. Zerizim maktim la mitzvah's idea. And we see that he gets up early and he himself saddles his donkey. Rashi's commentary. Number one, as we will quote, as the Gemara and Pesachim tell us in Daf Dalet, Zerizim Akdim and Lemitzvahs. But even equally as interesting, Rashi says, why was he vayichavish hu ba'atzmo v'lot tziva acher mi'avadov she'ava mikakelas es hashura. He himself got his donkey ready. Amendu who Avram is, you have to remember, he is not just the Av Hamon Goyim. He's quite wealthy and he has many servants who does it for himself, could do this for him. But he himself, because of the love that he had for the Ribbono Shalom, to show the obedience, as the Medrash Rabbah tells us, that he had towards this commandment. So we have a number of questions that we have to ask, and we'll start with this second one, before we get to Zerizim Makdim HaLamitzvos. Avraham Avinu is commanded with the supreme test, the greatest challenge. Kachas Yechidcha, take your son, the one you daven for, the one that you love. So, one could ask, somewhat of a chutzpahdik question, but not a bad question. What's so great about this act? We witness people today who are willing to slaughter themselves or even their children in the name of their religion. We certainly don't consider it great. Why do we consider this the ultimate of all tests? It's not what Avram did, but how he did it. The great Sefer, the Shmuz, and in Chelek Beis, Rav Ben Sion Shafer, says the following. Avram lives to serve Hashem. His every waking moment is devoted to spreading Hashem's name, to recognize Hashem. And yes, in the beginning of our parsha, when those malachim come, his whole point, and we know he interrupts his meeting with the Shekhinah, and he says, excuse me, but I have to do Achras Hashem, only to glorify the name of Hashem. That's his purpose. His purpose is to get people to recognize and say, oh, your food was delicious. What do we owe you? He says, you want to owe me something? Bench. Say Berachas Hamazon. Praise God. Avram was 100 years old. Yitzchak was born. He had waited month after month, year after year, begging, beseeching, and imploring Hashem for one thing, a son, to no avail. And a miracle happens. And in fact, the baby's name is based on this miracle of Yitzchak because of the schok. And if we agree with the pshat that literally, when Sarah was called an Akara, she could not physically have children. She didn't have the makeup to have it. What a miracle it must have been. And everybody knows that this son is the son of Avraham. He looks exactly like him. And now the father of Klal Yisrael has the ultimate dream. He has a son, and that son will be able to take over his role in promoting monotheism in the world. One could imagine that from the moment that Yitzchak is born, and in a few psukim before this, Vayigamal, he makes a big mishtah for him, the perfect child. He understood his father. Avram must have had thousands, millions of students who he taught the ways of Hashem to. But the one who is devoted in understanding the greatest Talmud Muvak was Yitzchak. One could only imagine the bond of love that they had, certainly as a father has to his children. But Avram, of course, being the tzaddik that he was, is able to connect in a special way. At 37 years old, the prime of his life, the test becomes. Not at 3 when he doesn't know the kid so much, he's not talking yet, but at the prime. And he sentenced him to be a korban olah, as we would in the Beis HaMikdash. But one has to focus on how Avram did this. Says Rav Ben Zion Schaefer, we quoted Rashi. Rashi explains that this was out of character because Avram was extremely wealthy. He was an honored individual. Hundreds of loyal students, many slaves. Him hitching his donkey was not something he normally did. So why? Avram was so ready, enraptured to do the greatest act of them all, being caught in the moment. He got carried away doing something he wouldn't normally do. He hitched his own donkey. He was calm. He set out for this 3-day expedition to accomplish the greatest mitzvah. We know that Avram recognizes that this is not going to be an easy task to a 37-year-old. Yitzchak says, bind me, because I'm naturally going to want to move, not to be killed. And therefore the name is Akedas Yitzchak, not Akedas Avraham. A true korban, in every sense of the word. And that's what Avram did. He tied him. Midrash tells us that Avram stood over him. He cried. Those were tears, amazingly says the Midrash, of joy. But his father was so close now to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What a fantastic opportunity to show Hashem that nothing, even his most beloved Shem, was more precious to him than his relationship with Hashem. How can one make the ultimate sacrifice? You see, Akedas Yitzchak was a singular event that actualized the years and years of perfection that Avraham Avinu was looking for. Of course, it is hard for us to explain what happened here, what it means to give the ultimate. And we think in Nebuch about those that had to give their lives al Kiddush Hashem. Whether it's the Roy Kleins of the world who said, those who eyewitnessed the event, the greatest Shema Yisrael they ever heard in their lives, because of that moment, you were the closest. The Ani Mamin that was heard and the Nigun was created and the cattle cars going to the gas chambers. That's myself, Simon Labanim, coming from the greatest lover of Hashem. That perfect moment. So you see, what we learn from this is that when we're truly connected to Hashem, we do unbelievable things. And that explains this concept of Zeriza Makdima L'Mitzvos. You see, there were two acts here. There was the act of doing it yourself. Mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho, possibly we could infer from this, that I'm so sure of the Ribbono Shel Olam's ways, and I'm going to show that, I'm going to do everything myself. But even more so is the concept of Ayashkem Zeriza Makdim L'Mitzvos. As we pointed out, as Rashi points out, this becomes a Meforish B'Gemara in the Sugya of Bedigras Chametz, where the Gemara says, Tanya kol hayom kulo kasher lemila. Ella, Zeriza Makdim L'Mitzvos, Shenema Vayeshken Avram Baboker. We'll learn the halacha, that the best time to perform the milah is actually as early as possible in the morning. As close as we can get to Vasikin, one could ask the Shiloh of Asher Weiss, has a wonderful shir on this, how it interplays with Zeriza Makdim L'Mitzvos with Barovim Hachas Melech. Now that Vasikin, we all changed our clock, so Vasikin's in the 6 o'clock range, a lot of people won't be able to come. Yes, we have the problem nowadays with COVID. Barovim Hachas Melech is not as easy. It's interesting to know the Stechemet and others learn this to be a Doraisa obligation to do it as quickly as you can. But even the others who take the Pasuk of Avraham Avinu to be an Asmachta Be'alma, as the Turi Evin and Megillah says, because it's Avraham Bayashkin Be'boker, we don't learn out before Matan Torah, as the Meiri says in Yevamos, in Yuma, excuse me. But nonetheless, we see this as an important unit. So what's the klal? So the Messias Yesharim beautifully says, before we do a Maisa, we have to be careful. Because like we learn from Matzah, as Rizim Zorchim Lebrach of a Shamar Temesa Mitzvahs, like matzah. What's the difference between an 18-minute matzah and an 18-minute and 1 second? Chimutz. When you delay something, says the Messias Yesharim, that's all the difference in the world. Because that opportunity might run away. The Messias Yesharim, the Ramchal, tells us an important klal in life. Shelo yamchitz ha'adam et ha-mitzvah. When time comes, we do it right away. It stays in our mind. Gimoher, to do it. Ki ein sakana. Kol rega machadish. Who knows what's going to happen? Do it right away. Who knows if you'll have the opportunity? Certainly during COVID, we understand the frailty of life. But it also is that sign, as Avram Avinu, myself, Asim, and Labanim show us, not only am I going to do it so early, I'm doing it myself. How important that is. And of course, as the Meiri says, when I do something at the earliest possible time, I show the Rabbonu Shalom and others that I want to do this mitzvah. I chalish to do it. I almost can't sleep because here the mitzvah's coming. I'm so excited. But of course, we have to understand that the whole concept of Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs, of doing things ourselves, is to have a closer relationship with the Rabbonu Shalom. For a mitzvah is not being done for us. And we oftentimes make the mistake and think that the Rabbonu Shalom needs our mitzvahs. Just to correct what I said, it is being done to better us. But the Rabbonu Shalom doesn't need the mitzvah. And in fact, quite notably, the mitzvah of Mila itself, as we see, Avram Avinu, of course, the first to perform the Mila, but the act of Zrizim here is to do the most difficult. The act of the Gemara Psachim, to do the act of Mila, is showing the imperfection man has and how we're going to try to perfect it, Dafko, with that Aver, the Yetzihara. But moreover, we learn the mitzvah from none other than the most difficult of all sacrifices, sacrificing his own child. And doesn't bat an eye. And he says, myself asim labanim, I want to show that I'm even going to take the donkey and saddle it myself. And I'm going to do it right away, quickly, as difficult as it may be. Not because Avraham Avinu said, oh, come on, at the end of the day, the Rabbonu Shalom is not going to make me do this. Absolutely not. This is what I need to get closer. Rabbonu Shalom of Hirsch explaining the word mitzvah, like the word korban. He's bringing his son as a korban, karev, to get close to the Rabbonu Shalom. The Dam Mila is a little bit, and one of the reasons why we have a Suda of Mila is like we brought a Korban. We took Dam of a Mila. We gave something to the Rabbonu Shalom. But that thing that we're giving is to get us closer to Hashem, to get it, to understand the connection. Rav Hirsch's mitzvah is from the Lashon, not commandment. He said, oh, he commanded me to do it. I did it. I don't want to take out the garbage, but my parents asked me to do it, and I have no choice. And then he starts to realize that taking out the garbage day in and day out, and now not even thinking about it, his parents didn't ask him. The parents one day says, where's the garbage? Oh, I took it out. Oh, why'd you do it? I have a kar satov. So the least I can do, you make me dinner every night, you make my bed, clean my room. Rav Hirsch says, yeah, because that's what mitzvah is. Tzavah, to get close to. To perfect ourselves for us. Like Lehit Palel is not for the Rabbonu Shalom. He doesn't need our tefillos. But it makes us like Lehit Labesh. We're doing something to ourselves. We're bettering ourselves. That's what Avraham Avinu is teaching us. Of course, we should never have to experience that type of sacrifice. But that sacrifice wasn't actually a sacrifice. It was like karev, like a korban, to get closer. Avraham on his level, a level we can't understand, a closeness that we can't even imagine to Rabbonu Shalom after these 10 tests, but it was done to perfect him. And we have those tests in our lives. Each in our own level.
our own Akedas Yitzchak, which hopefully is not even close to what Avram had to fulfill and what he had to pass, but we have so many tests. And sometimes we're in the middle of the test, we're in the middle of a COVID, and the Rebbeinu Shem's looking at us. And I think of this as this Dafka, my last day here in America. I think to myself, the test of COVID is as the weather changes to 30 degrees. So tough to daven. Can I daven with the same kavana? This is crazy. What's going on? How am I going to do this? And Baruch Hashem, it starts to rain in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have tents and all these. The outdoor minyanim hasn't rained since who knows when. And that's the test. But I want to get close to your Hashem. Yes, we have to be careful that us getting close doesn't mean we should daven in a place that's misukan, to make sure to adhere to the rules and regulations, because that is getting close to Rabbeinu Hashem, listening to, taking care of ourselves. But the challenge is there. The test is there. We're in the middle of the greatest tests of our life. Of the generation, one could say. How will we come out of this test? We're saying, no, I'm going to do this myself. The people who established minyanim in their houses, some mamash unbelievable. Took their entire backyard and made a tent out of it. The kids can't play basketball there. They can't. This is my shul. I'm doing this for the community. And now I have to get up early in the morning. And because it rained last night, I'm going to take the towel and make sure that everybody's seat is dry. That's a test. We should be zeichet to really inculcate the Maisa Ovo Simon Laban and understand what perfection is about and understand that Hashem's talking to us individually. He's not asking us to be an Avram Avinu. He's asking us to be the best person we can, but with the Elokei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Magen Avraham of I got your back. There's no way your test was more difficult than that of Avram Avinu. No way. We should be zeicha. Klal Yisrael should see refuah Yeshua's. The smachla should end. The Rebbeinu Shem should bring us back to Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Hashlishi, V'Meir V'Yamin, Amen V'Yamin.